I've got some good news for you. In fact, we've had a lot of good news this year, if you remember it. So Andy Murray won Wimbledon. Maybe he's Sports Personality of the Year. Who knows? We'll find out later on. Leicester won the league. Whoa! The underdogs. That actually happened this year. Can you believe that? And our Olympians came home from Brazil with a massive haul of medals. Good news! The trouble is, all of that is kind of faded away, hasn't it? We've sort of forgotten about it all. All that good news seems like years ago, and bad news has taken over. But the good news about tonight's good news is that it doesn't fade. In fact, tonight's good news has lasted for over 2,000 years. And people are still singing about it loud and clear today. Every reading that we've got in our carol service, whether it's from the Old Testament or the New Testament, has got good news in it. So the two readings that we've had already have got good news. Isaiah 9, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. It's good news. Isaiah 11, looking forward to the end times. There will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. It's good news. And of all the readings that we've got this evening, I've decided to pick on one to look at in a bit more detail. It's the one I call the headmaster's reading. I don't know if you had this when you were at school. You'd all traipse out to the local church for your carol service, and you'd have your carols and readings, and at the end of the service, the headmaster would stand up and read this particular Bible reading. It's the one that begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Still not going to happen. Never mind. So that's the reading I call the headmaster's reading. The trouble with it was that the headmaster loved himself so much that we didn't really make any sense of the reading. And he took all this Shakespearean effort to read it out. We couldn't understand it. But this reading, we're going to hear it. Whoever's reading it, I've rather burdened you now, haven't I? We're going to hear it at the end of this evening. And it is a wonderful reading. It tells us about Jesus, that baby. But it tells us that he doesn't start as a baby. And it tells us that he doesn't end as a baby either. And because of that, he's worthy of our honour. Because he doesn't start as a baby, he's worthy of our honour as the Lord of all things, including you and me. And because he doesn't end as a baby, but there's something more, he's worthy of our honour as the Saviour who's come for each one of us, who loves us and wants us to be his. So he doesn't start as a baby. That might be a bit of a surprise to you. We had a kids club the other day and we were talking about Christmas. And I got down with the kids and I was explaining. I said that, you know, this Jesus, although he was a baby in the manger, he didn't start with his mum and dad. In fact, he started even before the world was made. And one little boy stood up and said, "No, he didn't!" And I thought we were going to descend into pantomime. I was about to say, "Oh, yes, he did." Decided to think better of it. But it is a bit of a crazy idea, isn't it? Like most people who come into this world as babies, that's it. They sort of start 9 months before and nothing before. But John explains it's different with Jesus. He says here, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He's talking about Jesus, who was that baby. "He was with God in the beginning." So there he is, right at the beginning, before anything's made. He's God and he's with God. So he doesn't start as a baby. What was he doing? He goes on. "Through him, all things were made. Without him was made nothing that has been made." He's making things. He's creating this world and the universe. Well, is that it? Although that's quite a big thing. That's not all. Verse 4, the next verse. "In him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind." So there's something about human beings at the pinnacle of this creation of his. And he's deeply bound up with us as our life and our light. It's amazing, isn't it? Well, what went wrong? What went wrong is we did. And we brought darkness into the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So we've done what we can to spread darkness. We've abandoned what God wants. We've chosen our own way, however much that messes up ourselves or our friends and our relationships and the world around us, we've gone against God's way and we've made darkness. But there's still hope. There's still hope. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So he doesn't start as a baby. And Jesus, because of that, is worthy of honour. Because he's Lord of you and me, and Lord of all things. That's why this is good news that doesn't fade. And it's no wonder that the angels were singing when that baby turned up, is it? So does he command your honour today? How do you treat him? You know the words of O little town of Bethlehem. We hear this in that carol. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. So as that baby is born, it's the Lord of all being born. And how do we treat him? My daughter went to a carol service last week, and it was rumoured that Harry Hill was there. And some of you go, who? And others of you go, so what? And some of you go, wow, Harry Hill was there. Is Harry Hill here tonight? No, that's all right. Okay. Who knows whether he was there or not? What if the other Harry had turned up? What if Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had turned up? Maybe with a Christmas tree under their arm. And snuck in. Maybe they're here tonight. Maybe they've snuck in. How would you react to them? What sort of honour would we give to them? And what sort of honour do we give to this baby? Who didn't start as a baby, but is worthy of honour as our Lord. Over each one of us. And over all things. Well, he didn't start as a baby, and he didn't end as a baby either. He grew up. He grew up, and look what happened to him as he grew up. Can't always tell when you look at a baby what's going to happen to them as they grow up. In fact, normally we can't have a clue, can we? This year we celebrated the Queen's 90th birthday. And back in 1926, if you'd lined up all the babies that were born, how would you have told which was the Queen and which would become the Queen? One of them became Fidel Castro. One of them became, he's a Cuban dictator who's just died. One of them became Chuck Berry, pioneer of rock and roll. One of them became Gene Kell, a teacher. Another became Doreen O'Leary, taxi driver. And those last two ladies shared their actual birthday with the Queen, and they celebrated it with her. But how would you know? How would you know what they're going to grow up to be? How do you know with this baby, with Jesus? Well, this baby is different because years before his birth, the Old Testament writers had said things about what would happen. And the New Testament writers tell us the amazing events that do happen with him. And John explains it here. He says, later in this passage we're here tonight, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own didn't receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. He's come on a rescue mission. I don't know if you've been watching Planet Earth 2. It's an amazing series. And there were several times watching this series when you wanted people to rescue the animals. Whether it was the geckos running from those snakes, or the penguins being dashed against the rocks, or the little turtles stuck on the road. How often did you want a rescue mission to go out and help those poor animals? Well, Jesus' birth is a rescue mission, and not for mini turtles, but for us. He comes into what John describes as a hostile environment. The world was made through him, but the world didn't recognise him. He ends up being crucified. He came to that which was his own, but his own didn't receive him. He was nailed to a cross, having been falsely accused and executed as if he was a criminal. But his death changes things. His death was a sacrifice, an exchange. His death for ours. So in effect, we're in as bad a position as those little turtles stuck on the road, or the geckos running away from the snakes, or the penguins being dashed against the rocks. We need rescue. We need a rescue mission, someone to come and help us. We've abandoned God and his ways. We've gone our own ways and made a mess. We're in the darkness. And Jesus comes, takes it all on himself on the cross for us. And his death changes things. And then he makes a new life possible. The third day he's alive again. And John says this: to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. Later on in his gospel, Jesus will say, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It's a rescue mission. Or as we'll sing in Hark the Herald Angels, hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings, healing for our souls, healing for us to know God. And so it doesn't end as a baby. This baby, he doesn't start as a baby. He doesn't end as a baby. He's worthy of honour as our Saviour who loves us and wants us to be his. So what will we do? John invites us to be those who receive him and believe in his name, that take him as who he is and all he's done. So let me invite you to take this further. Enjoy our carols tonight and our mince pies and our mulled juice and all that. But if God is stirring you to respond to this, don't let this good news fade away from tonight. We'll be starting a Christianity Explored course in January. So do come along, sign up for that. Go on our website and you'll see more information there. It's a course where you can explore for yourself the claims of Jesus and see why he is such good news. He's that good news that never fades. Because Jesus doesn't start as a baby and he doesn't end as a baby. He's a great baby, but he doesn't start as a baby. And so he's worthy of our honour as Lord over you and me and all things. He doesn't end as a baby. And he's worthy today as of our honour as Saviour. Saviour who loves you and wants you to be his.